This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and all the other related topics, whatever that might be, whether it's wildlife or guns or you name it. We'll talk about it. As long as it's in that broad realm of subjects, you're welcome to give us a call and talk about what's on your mind. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you still have a landline, and many do, you're welcome to call toll-free at 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. Those last seven numbers are the key. WCBM-680, our call letters, also translates to our phone number, 922-6680. Just want to be clear. Here it is, Labor Day weekend, where men and women rest from their labor, the unofficial ending to summer. Unofficial. A lot of sales, a lot of yard sales, a lot of good food out there, a lot of people on the highway, a lot of caution out there because not everybody is playing safe. So drive defensively if you're headed anywhere this weekend, please. We want to hear you back with us. So we've already heard from a couple of our listeners this morning. Chuck texted and called in. I mean, texted his, in his greetings. We heard from NRP officer Cam, our buddy Cam. And he said, everyone get out and enjoy yourselves, but if you're on or near the water, please wear your life jacket. I think that's excellent advice.
Can't hear it enough.
Can't hear it enough. Nope.
And okay. Don't drink and drive a boat.
Don't drink and drive a car.
Well, that too, but especially...
Don't drink and walk across Route 2 at 3:30 in the morning. I'm telling you, I'm surprised, and Sparky's hearing this for the first time, I'm surprised I didn't clock the guy with my side mirror. Mm-hmm. That's how close he was. No traffic in front of me, no traffic behind me, but the guy chooses that moment to walk across Ritchie Highway and dark clothes, came out of, you know, no lights on Ritchie at that spot. It was about a mile on the other side of Early Heights Fire Department, only coming north.
Okay.
There he is. I mean, I'm driving 50 mile an hour on Ritchie Highway, and there's a guy beside my car on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean...
It's like, hello?
You know, they talk about, you know, deer running across the road. Uh-huh. You know, you're striking a deer and you didn't see it coming. You know, this guy was just there. And I think he probably timed it, but scared the boogers out of me.
Mm-hmm.
No question. No question. Unless he just wandered out there, unless he was, you know, under the influence of somehow.
But even then,
it was shocking, no question. So, but that's how it happened. Honest. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. Let's see what happened this week. Well, we kind of visited some people all around the area, as always. We always do. Monday went up to Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and talked to fine folks up there at Shank's Argo.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice area.
Have you ever ridden in an Argo?
No.
There's one on the farm that I hunt.
Okay.
Sick of deer. purchased from Jenks. And I missed a sick deer last year during firearm season. And I may have told this story. I rarely miss. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I hit more than I miss. And I missed. The shooting house was a redneck blind.
Okay.
Okay. And the windows angled up two shooting lanes, one on the left, one on the right. The one on the right is called Stag Alley. There have been a number of nice stags taken in that shooting lane on the right and seen. And I was watching for one that I had seen in early muzzleloader, a giant four point. I mean, a
monster
scimitar, you know, yeah, big eye guards, you know. And he was actually, I think, the boss, because there was a 6 point there too. And early on, one of the guys had seen them, you know, thrashing each other, and the 4.1. So, and which can happen, you know, because just bigger, stronger, faster. So, I'm watching Stag Alley for anything to walk across there. Uh-oh. And the 300 mm-hmm. is setting in the tripod. It's one of those same people that make lead sleds. I can't, but it's, you know, you could lock it in. All I had to do was lean down and you know, look into the scope. Well, it's sitting there locked in. And the 6 point came across the other shooting lane at about 180 yards. And I had about a 10-yard window, and he's walking, you mm-hmm. know, and he's in water up to his belly. And I, you know, pulled the rifle up and tried to lean it on the side of the blind and squeezed the trigger. And I didn't know if I hit the deer or not. He just disappeared at the shot. So we got in a couple hours later, you know, we got in the Argo, and, I mean, 2 feet of water, it just blah, 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 right out through there. I mean, it was great. It was great. Missed the deer, you know, we could tell, but I saw some things in Sika territory that I've never seen before. Right up against a tree, there was matted phragmitis.
Okay.
And you could see where the deer had bedded, basically at the base of the only tree. Everything else was water. You know, and it was really, really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, the trip in the Argo was fun too. You mm-hmm. know, you go off the land into the water and just keep going. You know, goes from.
It's an amphibious vehicle.
Went very, very amphibious. But anyway, I was up there Tuesday at the headquarters and got to talk to Randy, the owner, and Randy Shank, and it was that was a good time. Monday. Something happened Tuesday. I don't remember. I think Robin and I went to Salisbury. Wednesday, back in Harford County at Madonna Seafood, meeting one of my reps, one of our writers who mm-hmm. does bow hunting and gun articles for us. His name is Jim Amrine. And I bought a couple trail cameras from Jim. And so we're going to be ready to set those up. Thursday was probably the most interesting day.
And what happened on Thursday?
I went to the dermatologist.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything, did he?
We did the entire body check.
Okay.
You know, which is slightly embarrassing, but froze a bunch of, well, not a bunch, but a handful.
Okay.
Right? Like four or five on the right side and two or three on the left side of my face.
Okay.
The little precancerous cells, you mm-hmm. know, that kind of look like a little flakiness, you know, but just don't ever go away type mm-hmm. of thing. And she looked me over pretty good with the light, and she found all those little spots and looked in my hair. And then the liquid nitrogen container came out.
Oh.
That stuff hurts.
Yeah, it's so cold.
It's so cold, and that's the intent, to freeze the cells off your face. And then, you know, then the blister or whatever it is, the destruction that comes with that,
mm-hmm.
that all heals up and everything's gone. But it stings a little,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I've avoided shaving for the last couple of days, and I think that's probably wise till that all goes away. But free and clear. Everything's
good.
Perfect. No,
good. Congratulations.
No, nothing. Yeah, I'm I'm very happy. So, Friday, drove to Dover, picked up the remaining pallet of the hunting quarterlies to be distributed over the next week or 10 days or so, or whenever we can get that done. And that was nice. That Dover's, you know, it's a nice trip. Nice trip. So,
but say, if I remember correctly, the weather yesterday was beautiful.
Gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah, it was. So then that was Thursday. Thursday afternoon I did that after the appointment.
Okay.
Yesterday, then, went to storage, went to Chesapeake Outdoors, did a few deliveries, unloaded some magazines. So I need room in a truck to put the boards and the racks for next week's adventure, which is going to be at the Ocean City Outdoor Expo, where bucks, bears, and stags will be set up.
Okay.
In the Powell Convention Center, measuring Maryland animals, Maryland white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. We'll have all three of our measures on hand, which are Steve Keithley from Southern Maryland, Bobby Newton from Harford County, and Doug Wigfield from down in Mardella Springs. Doug is a sika deer specialist, helped to create the sika deer measuring form.
Okay.
Based on Boone and Crockett forms for other animals.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our unique sika deer that we, you know, that we measure. Steve is a worldwide hunter, Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young official measure. Pope and Young, when I say these things, Pope and Young Club is the official keeper of archery records in Maryland, if you, or in the country. If you take, you know, if you take an animal with a bow, they have a measuring system based on the original Boone and Crockett, named after Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, measuring system of North American big game that calculates in inches the size of an animal's antlers. And the goal is, of course, symmetry. You know, like most white-tailed deer will have, you know, everybody wants to get a nice 8-point or a nice 10-point. Well, that's the framework, you know.
Okay.
Symmetry on both sides of the antlers, the brow tine, then the antlers next to the brow tine start with G2, 3, 4 out to the, you know, the main beam. There's a spread measurement. There's deductions for differences in symmetry as far as, you know, let's say the brow tine, the one closest to the head on the left antler is, you know, 3.5 inches, and the one on the right antler is 3¾ inches. Well, then there's a deduction there for symmetry. So it's all very complicated, but these guys are all very knowledgeable about the system, and that's how we measure antlers. But we are also making strides. Our designer's working today. Jennifer is working today on designing the cover for the upcoming record book, which should be out in December, called Maryland's Finest. And it's a record, historical record, a published record of, in one place, of all the Maryland deer that have been measured for the past 30 years. And the records have been kept. So we're going to coordinate all that, put that in one book. And then, of course, Bucks, Bears, and Stags just popped up in 2017. BBS will be, has its own, you know, group of animals in there that our measures have measured. So, but it's going to be pretty, it's going to be pretty cool, watching that happen. So there you are. Oh, Robin just joined the conversation via text. She just heard the end. What scared me? Guy walking across Ritchie Highway. Robin, when I saw him, he was just about to my vehicle. I'm surprised that he wasn't hit by the mirror of my truck. Dark clothes, came out of nowhere, no lights on the highway, just there he was. And he, my truck went by and he went behind me. Nothing behind me coming for a mile, nothing in front of me for a mile, but he decided to walk out there when I was passing by. So, anyway, Thursday was that. The delivery Friday was making space for the boards and the framework and all that stuff. And I did stop at Chesapeake Outdoors one of our sponsors, and I talked to Pete. Pete is the bow tech down there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Very knowledgeable guy. And we had a good conversation about a number of things. You know, he was working on a bow while I was talking to him, and Pete Morris is his name, M-O-R-R-I-S. And he was setting up a new bow for somebody, and, you know, and he was telling me about everything he goes over on the bows and how he deals with them and how he works with everything on the bow press, and he's knowledgeable about every moving part. And I said, yeah, I just came from one of my customers who was having trouble with his peep sight rotating when he pulled the string back. Oh, that's a 15-second fix. I can take care of that, blah, 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 you know, that type of thing. And then, we talked. I said, Pete, you got a lot of people out there who want to purchase a used bow or purchase something online. He goes, I see it all the time. He said, bows don't fit. And he said, had one example, a guy came in and he said, I bought this bow for $180 online. You know, $500 bow, $180. Take a look at it. What do you think? He says, all right. He gave it an evaluation, looked at it for about 10 minutes. He said, if you want to shoot this bow, it's going to cost you $275. What? He said, well, strings wore out. Cables wore out. It doesn't fit you because your draw length is different than the one that's on the bow. So I'm going to have to buy, what do they call them?
So it has to be individualized.
Not cams, but they call it the components that you can allows you to adjust the draw length and draw weight. And he said, you're going to need this and this and this. So about $275. Well, I got a good deal on it. Can't I just shoot it? No.
No.
Not going to fit you. You know? So we had that discussion. And he said, it happens all the time. People buy stuff online, bring it in. And he said, I'll be honest with them. But he said, my labor rate's right there, a big sign.
Mm-hmm.
$50 an hour. And he said, that's what we charge. But, you can buy a bow here. We'll set it up for nothing. Buy the bow and the accessories, and we just put it on for you. But you bring something in that you think you've got a deal on.
It's going to cost you more.
You really haven't gotten a deal.
No.
You know? He said, one guy brought a bow in. He said, looked fine, but it had been run over. The whole riser was bent. Looked nice, looked great. And the factory won't take it back and fix it.
No.
So he said, I don't know if I can get your bow shooting right or not. Cams. Not cams. I'm trying to think of the word. Anyway, so Chesapeake Outdoors does have a full line of archery equipment. They've got, I'm watching the stack of Raven crossbows shrink. Every time I go in there, there's a couple less,
Sure.
I mean, there was at least a dozen or more there the other day. Now that pile's shrinking a little bit. So if you're looking at it for a new crossbow, the Raven is the one. And of course they carry the Matthews, and they carry, the new Vertix bow from Matthews, which is, I guess that's the hot number. So the camouflage apparel for all seasons, custom arrows, bow tuning and accessories. And I said, Pete, are the Hoyt bows starting to sell? He said, yeah, we don't have very many left. So if anybody wants a deal on a Hoyt, they're going at a extremely good price just to clear them out of the shop. I guess they're not going to handle that brand anymore of Hoyt bows. Not that there's anything wrong with these bows. These are brand new bows. They just don't sell as well as the Matthews. Understandable. So Mission crossbows, Raven, Matthews, clearance on Hoyt. Of course, they got 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett for the other crossbows. CVA and Thompson Center muzzleloaders, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, full line of fishing tackle, all kinds of waterfowl and dove stuff. Where is Chesapeake Outdoors located? Very simple. Cross the Bay Bridge, Route 50 East. It's that traffic jam headed east today. That's Route 50. You get across that big impediment where they drive 8 lanes into 2 going across right there at the toll plaza. And you get across the Bay Bridge. Then things open up. Exit
right there.
39B Dominion Road, that's right there on Kent Island. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, getting ready for bow season. 410-604-2500. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, Chesapeake Outdoors. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
So I stopped at Clyde's Sports Shop the other day, too. You know, I'm always stopping in to see my sponsors. I mean, it helps me not only update my own information, but also, you know, I'm able to help with their commercials as well, you know. So.
And having been to both places, they are wonderful.
Yeah, you're right. So, you know, the fishing and crabbing has picked up tremendously. They've got all the bait in the world, all the crabbing supplies, all the traps and nets and everything you need for crabbing and fishing. But also took a look at a couple Brownings while I was in there. Looked at the X-Bolt. Extremely accurate. Bolt action, big game hunting perfection. This is a top-of-the-line rifle. Comes with all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, an adjustable feather trigger, and a detachable rotary magazine. But the deal is the AB3 Hunter, which comes with a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC scope. Available in select calibers 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm08, 7mm Remag, 300 Win Mag. A beautiful, beautiful firearm and a great, great value. Two high-powered rifles at Clyde's Sports. You want one? Is that what you said?
I'm seriously thinking about it.
Well, the X-Bolt Hell's Canyon is fantastic as well. Comes in three models: Speed, Long Range, Macmillan models. It comes with a Cerakote fluted barrel with a muzzle brake on it, and it's got the same characteristics as all the other X-Bolts, but it comes in that arid urban camo, and it's kind of a, you know, just a blend-in type of deal. Three different selections: the Speed, a little shorter, the Long Range, which would be like your 6.5 Creedmoor, different barrel length, and then the Macmillan models, which are just, I can't say enough about Browning guns. And your full-line Browning dealers, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307, Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Watch him.
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Wow. You hear, shoot that job before you get off? Shoot him, man. Shoot him. You don't shoot him in that right spot, it just pisses him off. If you don't get him good the first shot, you're in trouble. You're in for a ride. Shoot him again. Shoot him. He might get away. Move it. Move it. Woo! We got him that time.
Woo! The top of the is still alive.
Shoot him again!
Oh, what? Shoot, shoot! Down, and you gotta shoot him to pull.
Wow. That was exciting. That's on the bucket list, Robin. Alligator shoot down in Florida or Louisiana. Mississippi or somewhere. You know, I don't care. Alligator hunt. Yep. I don't care if I throw a big old treble hook out and catch him on a fishing rod. You know, crossbow.
You're game for anything.
I'm putting an alligator skull on the wall somewhere.
There you go.
You know, maybe a skin or something. Yeah, why not? That'd look cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I've seen full-mounted alligators and crocodiles. They're pretty cool. Donnie Travis has one hanging from the ceiling out there in Chestertown.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about probably 12 foot alligator, maybe bigger than that. I don't know.
Nice size.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Jan has a 14-foot crocodile.
Monster.
14-2 is the room that it's in. It's 14.
More gator than room.
It's on a shelf. I mean, she had a shelf built for her gator. her crocodile. Okay. Did you see the video of the couple that are fishing in Australia along a river?
No.
And the woman catches a nice barramundi, which is a good eating fish, you know.
Okay.
And here comes the guy from somewhere down the shore, you know. She's got a thing on the line, and she's dragging it up the beach, and he's coming with the net. And he gets about to her, and the fish is, you know, like 10 feet in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And here comes a saltwater croc up out of the river. Bump, 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 and grabs the fish right off the line. He just chews it and chomps it and takes off with whatever was left of it.
You can have whatever you
Indeed.
Want.
Indeed. Hey, let me cut the line back here for you. You don't have to bother.
That's right. I'll take care of you.
We'll be going now. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sorry to bother you. Yep. Unreal. Unreal. Chuck just texted me and said, good luck in the bear tag draw next week. That's Tuesday.
Okay.
Can't wait for that. Ends midnight tonight. Better get your license, get your permit applied for. Then next week we'll have Brian Eiler, our deer project leader, Harry Spiker, the bear project leader, here for a show next week.
Okay.
So that's right. That is correct. So I did. One thing I did this week was Thursday night, the board of the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America had a board meeting, brief board meeting, updated everybody on, you know, what was going on within the PCBA. So, you know, good group. Check them out online, Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. Support them a little bit if you would and go from there. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A couple things. I did talk to Mike Luisi with Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fishing and Boating Service. The meeting on September 25th, and this will probably be the last time you hear from me until after the meeting, so we're going to be out for a couple weeks. September 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Calvary United Methodist Church, 301 Rao Boulevard, in Annapolis. It's right behind the District Court and Department of Natural Resources building. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is holding this meeting. It is not Maryland DNR. This is the ASMFC. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Atlantic Striped Bass Management Board has released their draft addendum 6 to Amendment 6 of the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Striped Bass for public comment. There are three options for the Chesapeake region going forward. They will be introduced probably in a PowerPoint format. Anglers and other stakeholders are encouraged to provide input on Draft Addendum 6 by attending state public hearings or providing written comment. Atlantic coastal states from Maine through North Carolina have scheduled hearings to gather public input on Draft Addendum 6. Maryland will host the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission public comment hearing on September 25th, 6 to 8 p.m., Calvary United Methodist Church, If you want any further information, drop me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll be more than glad to send you the information. I do know, in talking to Mike, that the options will be presented by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, and then DNR will have its comment as well at that meeting. So I look forward to exciting times on the striped bass fisheries future here in Maryland. How about that? Oh, I had a story here I printed out. I got to find it. This is great. Hey, there's Captain Dawn. Captain Dawn sent me something the other day, too. And Cam, you chicken. He's not calling in, but he's listening. That's all good. What's Captain Dawn want to tell us today? Hey, Captain Dawn, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Hey, I'm sitting here smoking my cigar to keep flying insects away.
Yep.
And I'm baiting up these traps.
Yep.
And I'm checking all the doors to make sure they work as opposed to the last time I went out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do maybe 4 to 5 feet, maybe 6 feet of water where I hear the crabs are running.
Okay. Crawling, and actually. I don't know if they actually run. Does run?
They do run.
Huh?
They do run.
I guess you got me. I mean, I've seen crab races. We have one
today down in Crisfield.
And when you're out in the water, they scoot across your feet.
But is that running?
Wow.
I mean, running tends to say to me, propel forward.
Well, so they don't move forward. They move sideways, but they're running. Their version of running.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit here and listen to this.
Creeping, crawling, matriculating. I don't know if I'd call it running.
Yeah. Well, the guys say, hey, the crabs are running. So that kind of indicates to me that they're biting. How's that?
They're feeding.
They're feeding.
Yes. They're chewing on something they would normally not chew on in an environment where you would normally not find them, inside of a trap that's going to propel them out of the water and onto your dinner table.
Hopefully by noon I'll have enough.
You'll know that the crabs are running pretty good, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
And from what I've seen, some of the, my neighbors who have been out, they've been doing pretty well.
Right.
I actually have, I have 6 big catfish that I just pulled out of the freezer. Skinned, and they were filleted, so I have some carcasses that are going in.
Nice.
I've got some razor clams, which I hear is the bomb as far as catching crabs, and I've got some.
You have them in the clam bag?
I do.
That's the way to do it.
There's orange clam bags.
Yeah.
And have some perch, frozen perch,
man,
just in case I run out. And have a couple of those chicken nuts.
Captain Don Seafood Buffet.
There you go.
For crabs.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a buffet set up at noon, but I'm not telling anybody where.
Not going to tell anybody where. Oh, God.
But you can come down to Stony Beach, Alan.
I appreciate that. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that
sounds, you can bring your bride down.
Let me be very clear, Dawn.
Okay.
When I leave here this morning after the show, I'm racing for the Bay Bridge and intend on staying on the eastern side for the entire rest of the weekend.
That's a good deal. Yeah, you need to do that.
Yep.
The traffic will be crazy.
We have crabs over there.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, are they big crabs? Or?
Mm-hmm. We got Chester River crabs. We got Y River crabs. We've got Tred Avon crabs. Yeah, we got Chester River crabs. So, yeah, we've got a few crabs.
You know, I haven't heard much about the Y River crab for a while.
Oh.
You know, that used to be the thing everybody would...
Everybody go to the Y, yeah. You
know, I haven't heard so much about the Y River crabs lately. Is it, what's going on down there?
It's just... The boat rental place is still there, still operating. You know, people like to explore their own creeks and so forth. I mean, I got a nice email from our resident crabber, Jim, who's been fishing the West in the Road River, catching really nice 6.5, 7, 7.5 inch crabs, and having a good time on his trot line. And I think he went out for 2 hours the other day and caught 63, up to 7.5 inches, something like that. You know, John B. just weighed in on the matriculation of a crab. He calls it scurrying.
Scurrying. Not running, scurrying.
Scurrying, yes.
Mm. Well.
So, you know, hey, look.
But that's what mice do.
Mice scurry, they do.
And rats.
Did you know that a trio of myopic rodents, and if you observe how they matriculate, they pursued the horticulturist spouse who amputated their posterior appendages with a culinary utensil.
Great PC speak.
Thank you so much. I'm trying
well,
to.
That's way over my pay grade. I didn't even understand that.
A trio of myopic rodents, three blind mice. Observe how they matriculate. See how they run.
Right. Yes.
They pursued the horticulture spouse or the agriculture spouse. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who amputated their posterior appendages with a culinary utensil, who cut off their tails with a carving knife.
Huh.
Three blind mice.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
Look, I expect to see Captain Dawn holding up a nice bunch of crabs, half a bushel or whatever you get. Don't do what a friend of mine did, who bought a waterside home with a dock, put his crab pots out, couldn't catch any crabs, talked to his neighbors. Neighbor said, "Let me see what you're doing." He walked over and he said, "John, your crab traps are upside down."
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, bad news from Stony Beach, someone stole my crab pot.
They did.
I had one tied up to the boardwalk and wanted to have to check it, and it was gone. And it wasn't Mr. Dan R. who's been walking around checking things, and God bless him.
Yeah.
But mine was marked. You know, I had my number and all that.
Yeah.
It's gone.
People are terrible. All right, brother. Moving right along. Good luck today.
Take care, and thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Captain Dawn. Bye-bye. Matt is up next. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Got my 6-year-old daughter with me. We're going fishing.
What's her name?
Lily.
Lowy?
Lily. Lillian?
Lily. Oh, Lily. Okay. Put her on.
Yeah, she's here.
Hi.
Hi, Lillian. How you doing?
Good.
Where are you going?
We're going fishing, but did you know at my school I'm going in first grade?
You're going in first grade?
I'm turning 7.
You're turning 7 and going in first grade.
Yeah.
When's the first day of school?
I don't really know because it's like in a couple days.
Yeah, a couple days. Yeah, probably. Like
I think it's Tuesday, maybe.
Yeah, it might be Tuesday. You know what? I predict something for you, Lily. Somewhere in elementary school, I'm going to predict, just by hearing you, you're going to skip a grade somewhere.
I go in Rivera Beach.
You go in Rivera Beach?
I live in Rivera Beach.
Okay. Ask Daddy if he knew another famous person from Rivera Beach, Bill Burton.
I did.
Did
he
you
live right down the street?
Yeah, yeah. Does Lois still live there?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't heard from him. So, but
did you know that my Grammy works here? I mean, my Grammy works at my school.
Your Grammy works at your school. What does your Grammy do at the school?
She's the secretary.
She's in the office somewhere. She probably has an executive position.
Yeah,
on
and the principal is right next to her.
Uh-oh.
Like a door, and you go in there, and then their room.
Yeah.
And the principal sits at the desk.
Sounds like she might be the executive's assistant to the principal. Wow. Well, that's pretty cool. Well, Lily, look, I want to see a picture of you and your dad with a fish that you catch. I don't care if it's a 2-inch fish. Okay?
Okay.
Tell your dad to send me a fish, and I'll give you my email address, and he can figure it out. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, if he listens at all. He knows I've said it 100 times. And you can always, you know, send me a picture. I'd love to see it. Okay?
Okay.
You have a great you have a great first day of school.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to tell you something else.
Okay.
One time I was stuck on a rock because it was so heavy.
Yeah.
And I catched a what's it called? A catfish.
You catched a catfish.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it a big one?
My dad had to get it in for me. I couldn't.
Oh, well, you know, when you're 8, I bet you can reel it in by yourself.
Yeah.
I bet.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, Matt. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep, bye-bye.
See ya. That was fun. Here's another fun phone call. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark.
Well, I'm never going to be able to top that, young lady.
Probably not, but that's okay. Neither can I.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. Just called to say hi. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. No question. But how you been? Been good?
Oh, good. I had one of those odd little you know, life is funny. It's not the big things that happen in life because there aren't that many of them. It's the little things that, in aggregate, make a life. And this is totally unrelated. They're these snack chips, Doritos.
Yeah.
And I saw one on the shelf, that's 2 days ago, and they're labeled Flamin' Hot. No G, just Flamin' Hot.
Flamin' Hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent graphics. The artist really should be commended. And I should have taken that, the red and black graphics to represent something.
Uh-huh.
It would have been better to have something like police tape on it.
Wow.
I had 4 or 5 chips.
Uh-huh.
This is indicative of the excitement I have in my life. I had 4 or 5 chips, and I can't tell you what they taste like.
They were that flaming hot.
Other than the sensation of my mouth being on fire.
I hope you had a quart of milk with you.
Oh, my God. At first, I was afraid I'd die. Then I was afraid I wouldn't.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were very nice at the store.
Flaming hot, huh?
I was able to talk the next day.
That's a good thing there, boy. I'll tell you. Whoo! Flaming hot.
I guess it's a warning. Unless you're in the habit of drinking hot sauce.
No, thanks. No, thanks. You know,
other than that, things are good.
That's good.
I'm blessed. My life is
good. Glad to hear it. A little slower this time of year for you?
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Brother.
You kind of remind me of those businesses on the boardwalk.
It's highly seasonal.
You know, you're open for 6 months out of the year, and then you go to, you know, you winter in some hotter climate, warmer climate.
Yeah.
You know, and you being busy for the first 4 or 5 months of the year, and then, you know, you kind of coast for a while. I mean, kind of coast.
I get busy in November taking lots of courses.
Yeah.
On the new tax laws and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm out more than I'm in.
Sure.
But, yeah, December planning, and by May it's all over.
Yeah.
It's not like farming.
Yeah.
But in reverse, you have your season, and when it's over, it's over.
Yep.
But there's always something to do. For me, right now, all I'm doing is packing.
Sure.
I'll be moving in somewhere around the end of the month.
Oh, you're moving?
Yeah, I'm going to Bethany Beach.
You told me you were moving to Delaware.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, the phone number for the radio show is still the same.
Oh, yeah. I'll be calling in.
Can't wait. And you're closer to us.
Yes.
Much closer. So,
yeah. Cool.
Very good, man. Very good. Well, you enjoy your packing and rest from your labor this Labor Day weekend.
Well, I hope all your listeners and Robin and everybody has a wonderful, safe Labor Day.
We will. That's the plan. So,
terrific.
All right, Mark. Thank you
good
for calling.
Good to talk to you.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's a good guy right there. No question. Clyde Sports Shop. I think I'll look at his crabbing information, since that's the hot topic of the day. Well, the Doritos are the hot topic of the day. We'll look at Clyde's ad here.
Made my eyes water just listening to the story.
Oh, my God, I know. You're not kidding. I'm like, oh, my gosh, no thank you. But, you know.
For some people, that's how they get
the kicks. If he likes it,
More power to him.
I'm more of a, you know, peanut butter cookie guy or Reese's.
Mild.
Yeah.
Mild sauce.
Yeah, pretzels with salt. That's about as.
There you go.
So, anyway, I don't know where the name Pasadena Crab Trap came from. Probably Pasadena. That's a guess. It's, you know, but the low-profile Pasadena Crab Traps are available at Clyde Sports Shop, as are the topless crab traps as well. The trot lines. Chris just flashed me.
He said topless.
Yes, the topless crab traps are all stacked at Clyde Sports Shop. The trot lines and supplies are also available there. Anything you need, like the previously mentioned bait bags, the snoods, the floats, baskets and lids. Snoods and measures are available. Tongs, gloves, crab mallets, salted eel, and chicken necks. If you could see what's going on behind the glass, ladies and gentlemen, you would have a hard time doing this as well. Clyde's also has their own custom crab seasoning in 5-pound buckets, if you like. Commercial crab pots. Cloth and wire crab rings, cloth and wire crab nets, crab hotels. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne is where you'll find all the crabbing supplies at Clyde Sports Shop. 410-242-6108, the 24/7 fishing hotline is 247-347-4247-FISH. Clyde's is open 7 days a week.
Well, a stray shower possible here for the holiday weekend in Baltimore, but by far the greater rain chances well west of us across the Ohio Valley. Our temps this afternoon up to 86, our low tonight 68, and partly to mostly cloudy Sunday and Labor Day Monday with mid-80s. Dorian continues to strengthen and slow down as it approaches Florida this holiday weekend. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot. Whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing.
I suspect the music to end the show is coming up. Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
If I do this to you, how did you feel?
I read about that, and it didn't bother me at all.
Let's talk about
the hand gesture.
Making a hand gesture to someone. Let's talk about that after the news.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
You got it, buddy. All right, folks. There's the music. We will be back. There's no question. We will be back after the news with more of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Taking your calls, discussing whatever you want to talk about. My name's Alan Ellis. His name's Chris Klaproth. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe. Thank you.